Welcome to the Dropping a Coil Show. I'm Flash, and we have Larry Woods and Rob in the back waiting to talk to you guys. Tonight, we are in the month of September, the 3rd of September, 2020, and we're on RealLibertyMedia.com. Thanks a lot, Grim. I would assume we made it to the live. I have heard nothing yet, but for your chatting experience, we've got a couple people in the chat room today. Some bots and bodies: Barman Grimner, Moose Girl Kate, Anti-Asmo, Chalcedony, Chloe, me, G.A. Dread, Jay's Nines, Jay's, Meister Brow, Prince, Rob Works, Trust No One, F, Vanna White, Weather Dork, Phantom, CC66, Cyborg Noodle, NCIV, Matt WJ2002, Mr. Snick, Plandemic Pone Sauce, Smartass, and the Holiest Roger. And today I entitled our show, let me see what I called it, Do No Harm? I thought we would probably have some fun talking about that. I hear the thing in the background. What about you, Larry? You hear him or are you joining him?
I'm hearing it. Yeah.
I've just been
sitting here coughing myself.
So what do you think of the title of the show, Do No Harm? Is that anything fun for you?
Well, absolutely. Only hurt themselves. Yeah.
How does it apply to what's going on right now?
Well, look at all the idiots wearing masks. When you breathe CO2, that destroys brain cells. You know, a little common sense here, folks. Take that mask off. Don't let your children wear them. It's time to revolt against the mask. And I still refuse to wear one. I made the cops come outside the police station when I had some papers that had to be signed, because I would not wear the mask to go in there. I've been thrown out of lots of places. You're not going to wear the mask, don't come in. One guy gave me a mask at Walmart, and I put it on my wrist, and I said, it doesn't say where you got to wear it. And then did my thing. So you don't have to wear that thing. It's ridiculous. It's showing that you're subservient. It's telling you to shut your mouth. Bow down before the oppressor. No. I ain't up for it. I ain't doing it.
You're the man, Larry.
I'm a devout coward. I'm just fed up with the mask bullshit.
Yep, it's getting old.
Well, the children are who's suffering with it.
Yeah.
Little kids are walking to school with a mask on. It. Yeah. It hurts the developing minds more than anything else to breathe back in the CO2 that you're expelling. That's why you exhale, to get rid of the bad part.
Yes, that's the reason. Exactly. There's a reason you blow the toxins out.
I'm not a doctor. I'm not a scientist. I'm well read. And just do a little research, folks. Read the package that the mask comes in. It is not effective against any form of disease whatsoever.
Yeah.
And it has to be disposed of every 20 minutes.
Yeah, it's completely ineffective.
So they're just doing this to see if they can make you fucking do it.
And there it is.
And it's working.
Yeah, it's working.
Yeah.
Look at all the idiots. I see people driving down the road in their car with a mask on.
Yeah, you see people ride around on a bicycle with a freaking mask on.
Yeah.
Okay, but when you've got the threat of the, you know, the man making it mandatory and
it's not even mandatory here, except in buildings, like going in restaurants and stuff like that.
Well, I'm like you guys. I ain't wearing. I wouldn't wear it. Oh, it's going to be a lonely life in the future. I can just
yeah.
No shit, man.
Well, no, I just tell people if I have to, I'm not coming here. I'm going to wear a fucking mask to come here. That's not
me. Yeah, you just lost my bills.
Yeah, but I got a compromise with my wife, and I ended up in a big hoopla about my personal belief system.
Yeah.
Because, you know, mandates country to country are fucking mandates. And people are going to either abide or not abide, right? So you got that crowd that's going to go along with it, no matter what you come up with.
Oh, yeah.
Well, wear a pink shirt on Wednesday between 3 and 7, and some fucking group will form around it.
That's the truth, man.
Well, you know, but, I mean, I've always been real pro-Denmark because I'm comfortable here. So, but when you start fucking with my air, you know, because that's my air. You don't own the air. You think you own the air. You can tax me all you fucking like, but you know what? It's my fucking air.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's not a popular way to talk. People don't like that. Because, you know, the latest slogan crap is, we're all in this together. And I sit back and think, no, we're fucking not. What are you on, Mars, you idiot? How could we be in this together?
Huh? You ain't paying my bills.
Well, that's just for a beginning. You know, come on, Larry, please. There's way more reasons than just that. But I don't know. I don't have the drive to bully other people I don't know around. I think I'd like to be introduced to you before I start telling you what to do.
Absolutely.
If I don't know your middle name, you know, if I haven't seen the inside of your, you know, this, that, or the other, then I don't think I got any real business directing your life. But unfortunately, that's not how the system works, is it, Rob?
No. No.
Well, I can tell Larry's a little hot about this mask thing. Any other good stories about the mask, Larry?
Well, I was kicked out of 3 barber shops. Does that count?
But that was the old stuff. The one that you came up with today was new.
Oh, the police station thing?
Yeah.
It was ridiculous. I had to go and sign some legal papers, and it was... It ended up having to be at the police station. So, I went down and walked in the door, and there he was, the little rent-a-cop. And I know that this guy wasn't a policeman because he was too fat, and... your 3-year-old child could have whooped his ass. Let's put it that way.
Outrun him.
Really. And he says, here's your mask. And I says, I don't wear a mask. Read your law. And he says, you got to have a mask on to come in here. And I says, according to your regulations, I don't have to have a mask because I've got COPD, bronchitis, emphysema, and I wear a hearing aid. And they said, well, you got to wear a mask to come in here. So, well, I'm not coming in. You get your guy to come out and see me. And so I did my business at the police station on their front porch.
Oh, wow. That's like that kid you don't want in your house.
Well,
make him wait out on the staircase.
That's it. Make him wait outside.
Wow.
Damn.
I'm a crotchety old man. I can get away with it.
Well, yeah.
I could have whooped everybody that I saw there anyway.
Ooh.
I mean, there wasn't many people there.
But Larry, that's why they shoot unarmed civilians.
Absolutely.
You're fighting, huh? They shoot.
Yeah.
Bunch of pussies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've never been a big fan of the weapons. I don't know.
Oh, I love kind weapons. Of useless. I well, love weapons. Somebody that's holding a gun is the safest person to be around. Especially when he's pointing it at you. That's the only thing that sucker is thinking about. You can waste his ass before he knows he's even been hit.
Yeah.
That's
it's not like you see on TV, people, where you stand 40 yards apart and you know, the sun's in the other guy's eyes. All that TV shit that they raise us with is a bunch of nonsense.
Yeah.
And
fighters don't stand out in the fucking middle.
That shit don't happen now. Never happened.
Yeah, I'm going to stand in the middle of the street and wait, fuck that, I'm hiding behind a barrel.
I'll get it over with.
A couple of small children. Anyway. What have we got in store?
We've developed an echo
tonight. I don't know.
I fixed it. Should be gone now.
Okay, good. Yeah.
But, what? Okay. I'm kidding. I'm
what's new on the call front? Yeah.
We got a Monday report or a fishing report or a report.
I went fishing. Still got, one, two, three, four. Still got three more fish to catch before my fishing buddy can go again.
Weirdo.
Well. They were little. I've been catching little fish here lately. I don't know why. I just hadn't got into any of the big ones. They must all be hiding from me. Anyway, that's about all there is on the fishing front. No, it's not. I'm fishing a tournament this evening, and in a couple of hours, just as soon as we get off, I'm running. And it's at a little bitty lake that's got like 36 miles of shoreline. It's not a very big lake. And it's a private community where my brother lives. So it'll be fun. I'll get to go out and fish with him. He's got a really nice bass boat, and that's a good lake to use one of those on. It'll be a good, comfortable evening.
Sounds like fun.
Yeah, and I might even catch a fish. That's the bonus.
Bonus.
Not the bonus.
Not the boner, the bonus.
Oh, okay.
If the other bone.
Well, I don't fish, so I don't think about the other shit. I do all my fishing at the end of the bar. Thank you very much.
Buff wants to know what lure you recommend.
I recommend the D&L spinnerbait. That stands for Dave and Larry, and I'm Larry of that. We reinvented the buzzbait, took the big buzzbait blades off of it, put a propeller-like blade on it and a few beads, and then a ball-bearing snap swivel on the end that holds the blade, so you can change the blades. And the longer shank of the spinnerbait makes it where it comes through the brush better than a normal spinnerbait. So, D&L lure is the way to go. D&L spinnerbait. But, also, I've been catching them on a square bill a whole bunch. I think that's why I'm catching the little ones. I have a hard time pulling myself off of the shoreline. I like to throw it at brush piles and things like that that are right on the edge of the water. And this hot summer, they're not right at the edge of the water. They're in the shade somewhere.
Maybe the temperature's
changed. They're down deep where it's cool.
Oh, well, if you know that, then it should be easy to find them.
Well, yeah, but it's so pretty around the edge, and I get to see all the critters and stuff.
It's not just about the fishing. Yeah.
You filthy hippie, you.
Yeah,
you damn
I know.
Animal life.
But the places that I've caught fish before, I've been fishing this lake since it came in, since they built it.
Wow.
And I know where I've caught fish, and I like that part of the lake, and I just get drawn to it. There's a part, the lake goes into, or a creek comes into the lake, and you can go probably a mile and a half up that creek before you get to a dead end, which is the county road. And I just love going back up in there. The trees are arched over the creek. It's about 20, 25 foot
like
wide.
In a cave, yeah.
Yeah, and I just love it. And critters, the beaver
you
live up there.
And take video and start a YouTube channel.
Oh, I've got lots and lots of still pictures of it. I love that up there.
There you go.
I use them for screensavers.
there you go.
Yeah, I'm just I like that lake. I like being in a small boat on a small body of water.
Yeah.
The lake I fish is probably 200 acres at most. So it's a little lake, little bitty lake. It's conservation lake.
Yeah.
But it used to have a 20-inch limit, and 20-inch bass is 5 pounds or better.
Yeah.
So, you know, those were the good old days. Now it's got a slot limit. It's under 12 you can keep, and over 15 you can keep. So that means that we can always catch keepers.
Right.
No matter how little they are.
Have those people that do all the licensing and all that, keeping track of fishing people, has that ever worked out in your benefit? Or is
it
just an inconvenience? Oh.
That's why we have this lake, this particular lake that I fish in, because of the conservation department. They help out to keep our quail and turkey and deer population up by planting food crops for the critters. They do a lot of good. The lake that I go to is a rearing lake. They grow fish there.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Yeah, so yeah. It's a hatchery, a fish hatchery.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I've heard so many horror stories. This is kind of a change.
Oh, no, I'm all for the conservation department.
They're the ones that license you to fish, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I don't do this, so this is all new to me.
Well, it costs $12 a year. Okay.
That's it.
$12 for a whole year, and that money goes to pay the wildlife people, the guys that are there that keep the place up. It goes to manage the fisheries. The conservation department, if you want to build a pond on your property, they will come out and help you design it, help you find the best spot for it, and also they have fish to stock it with. So they do a lot of stuff for a little bit of money.
Yeah, I was thinking, how do they manage to do all that without selling something?
And not only that, you can get the Conservation Magazine for free. All you got to do is tell them where you live.
Well, there must be advertising or some way to finance something. It doesn't sound like the government I'm familiar with.
Well,
Wait a minute. We're going to take your money and buy you shit.
I think the conservation department is funded by the government. And just this little bit. Well, there's also a license for hunting, and that's another $12.50. And a license for deer season, and a license for turkey season.
Okay, each season. Yeah. But not for the fish, right?
Not for the fish. No, okay. Fish license is a year for wherever. And we don't have salt water anywhere close, so you don't get a salt water and a freshwater license.
Oh, I didn't even think of that.
Yeah, they do that in a lot of places, but we don't have that.
Well, you seem pretty comfortable where you are.
Oh, absolutely.
For all it's worth. I've been reading a lot of terrible things on the internet for years. A lot of countries are not having a good time right now. I mean, entire populations, like Peru.
I'm just thrilled to death with what's going on right now. Other than the mask garbage, I go where I want, when I want, and that's the way I've always lived. I'm not an anarchist, no, and I don't hurt people unless they deserve it. I give you back the attitude that you give me.
Yeah. And I vouch for that.
Yeah. Yep. If you want to be belligerent, then by golly, I can be belligerent.
Serve them up.
Yeah.
Bring a baseball bat.
If you
want to
be good folks, and I can be good folks too.
Ooh. I like that part, but I'm just amazed that anybody could tell a government story that doesn't have a terrible ending to it.
Oh, no. The Conservation Department they do a really good job here in this state. We've got excellent populations of deer and turkey, and all of our lakes are good to fish in. I've been in one lake, a conservation lake, that wasn't worth a hoot, and that was because it had gone through an extreme drought and was only about 3 foot deep, and the fish died off. So
yeah.
It wasn't their fault.
Right.
I just liked it.
Any news on the coil front?
Yeah, quite a bit, actually. We're through for the time being, and until we come up with other applications, but we've handled all the applications for our switching coil now.
Uh-huh.
We've handled all the single phase applications now, and now we're working with two coils interacting with one another. We're merging two different styles of coil, the switching coil and the power coil.
Right.
And that's to boost either the amperage or the voltage.
Okay.
So we've got the designs for those circuits already, and we've got the new light pole design that follows the Fibonacci sequence, as a matter of fact, with two poles on opposite sides of a light, or two lights on opposite sides of a pole, and it actually looks pretty nice. It begins the spiral. So that's kind of cool. Our design guy did that.
Right.
I designed the fixtures, and he designed the way they should go.
Okay.
Pretty cool.
That sounds interesting.
And we've got an on-off waiting circuit now, which is the beginning of logic. Computer logic. So we're working on that part, and they turn this whole thing into a giant computer that runs itself.
Okay. Wow.
But the concept is there, and with enough circuits, you can do it.
Yeah.
And we've been working in the 144 range here lately, just trying to figure out what it all can do, and we've got plasma mining down to a simple connection of coils, and those connections are already done.
Oh, nice.
These things suck, and we're using that part a bunch. They draw energy from the earth as they're operating.
Okay.
And it's just, we're learning a whole bunch of things by using the neutral instead of the hot.
Yeah.
We're leaving everything hot all the time and just switching that neutral on and off. And that's getting us a long way. just new things that we're learning as we're designing the circuits and as we're trying them out on the coils.
Right. Still on word from the project people?
No. One of our guys was talking to him the other day, but they were just getting the paperwork worked out, what happens first, and they haven't figured out what island we're going to go to yet.
Yeah.
It'll be some little island with a couple of thousand people on it, and we'll just...
power that island up.
Yeah, just give them juice.
That'll be neat.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. That's going to be kind of fun.
No doubt.
Well, is there any good word with the government relaxing any of this travel bullshit?
I haven't heard anything about the travel restrictions being reduced. It's just everybody just being fucking stupid.
I couldn't have said it better myself, and I've tried.
Yeah,
but that's all I come up with. Yeah, boy,
sorry,
they're fucking stupid.
For the language, but golly gee whiz.
Please.
Holy
shit, the point, Larry.
Batman.
I mean, it's one thing to be 5 years old and amazed by, hey, that knife was white a minute ago. Now it's black. But, you know, you grow up and you learn about sleight of hand.
Yeah.
But what's going on right in front of me is, oh, man. I'm embarrassed for people, I think. I seen a little kid on the way to the grocery the other day, 11, 12 years old, sitting on her cell phone with a mask on all by herself. There was nobody around. It was me walking by her. There was nobody for maybe 200 yards.
Mm-hmm. And your air is not polluted that bad.
No. What it is the society here is turning this into a look at how wonderful I am. I'm wearing a mask thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. It's become a fad.
Well, and kids are impressionable, and you know they want to please the grown-ups. Now they're going to get both stories, like always. But, fuck. There must be a drag to be a kid right now. I mean, crying out loud, look at the adults, Trump or Biden. It must be a drag to be a kid. Must be a drag to be into politics. So, are you going to have any trouble saying POTUS Creepy Joe? Or are you good with that?
Me?
Whoever.
I don't believe he's going to make it.
There ain't no way.
Okay, whoever...
That's what they said about Trump.
Well, no, I don't think he's going to... Okay, this is what's going to happen. If he gets elected, that'll be a wonderful thing for him for about a day. And then they're going to pull 25 on him and say, you are not fit to be president. Yeah, you fucking mind. And whoever he's got as his running mate will then choose her vice president. So this gal that he's got, Harris, is that her name? Kamala Harris?
Yeah. Andrew Mount.
She'll say, okay, Michelle, come on in here, buddy. Michael. And we'll just take over this country again.
Well, they didn't ever lost any control of it. It's been a fucking mess for, 60, 80 years? Totally.
Yeah, a long time.
Yeah.
I mean, the last 80, though, I mean, fuck.
Since Eisenhower.
From the history we can account for.
Yeah. Well, that's something else. Pay attention to history. This is what Hitler did to Germany. Wake up, folks.
Yeah, it's like a playbook.
Yeah.
And then if you say anything, and just the same rules apply, if you talk bad about the system, then the drones that want the system come out and slap on you.
Yeah.
They call them Karens now or something. Karens?
Yeah, Karens.
Yeah. Damn, I remember when women used to make brownies and have sex. And now they're just a bunch of fucking men with bad attitudes.
Yep.
Holy fuck. I mean, I can understand why Hans doesn't want a girlfriend. It's a joke. Are you kidding me? I don't care how crazy your search gets. I'm still not going to go with the dog food. Sorry. But, well, you know, a German Shepherd and a jug of peanut butter will take you places you didn't know you wanted to go. Well, I don't know. We're on a talk show.
That's a little all not soon for that.
Oh, well. Well, life is just chock full of surprises anyway.
Absolutely.
That Kamala Harris woman's making waves that hit over here with her communist, basically. It's communist rhetoric.
Yeah.
I read that. The riots aren't going to stop no matter if Trump's in the White House or not. They're going to continue after we take over. And what the fuck? How did...
Yeah.
Well, did I miss another meeting, Rob? What happened?
Yeah, we missed something.
Because when I was young, you talk like that, you end up in fucking court, jail, somebody shoot you. And this woman is just running around talking all this shit like, you know.
Isn't that inciting a riot?
It would be if I said it.
Yeah.
Holy, if I said that kind of shit, they'd probably look for laws for me to be breaking.
Yeah.
Creating new laws. Hey, look, he broke another one. Anyway.
Yeah.
But here we sit. Well, I'm very upset. My fear of compliance is just raging.
I will not comply. I'm sorry. Be like me or die. I'm ready to die. Come get me.
Yeah, but you keep coming around. See, that's what I mean. It's the people that are brainwashed into thinking they're going to live forever.
Mm-hmm.
That they're the ones that are fucked up like that. The rest of us that know, hey, it could end in a heartbeat.
Absolutely.
Enjoy what you got.
Yeah, life's too short for the bullshit.
Yeah.
Ah, but it's kind of fun. I've got a sick sense of humor.
Be happy about who you are, and if you're not happy about who you are, change it. It's your fault who you are.
Yeah, John Hopkins, right? Johns Hopkins changes. Yeah, they'll change you in anything you want to be.
Yeah.
Except a success.
Just a little pinprick.
Well, you won't be successful, but if you want to have nipples, believe me, they'll give them to you. And boobs to match.
Right. I wouldn't mind having a pair of boobies to play with once in a while.
I'm thinking of going back to school and becoming a doctor. Well, you know, I could just do that in my basement. I don't think I need to go to school, but... Come on, some of these doctors are out there, man, wear masks.
Oh, what yeah.
Idiots. Isn't that, like... If I did that to my kid when I was raising children, I would have been hauled into freaking jail for abusing the kid.
Yeah.
I could see it. I just know that's a... What are you doing? Blah, blah, you can't breathe. Like, and here we are. 2020, yeah. Everybody's brilliant and shit now, right?
Yeah.
Fuck. Well, I'm not impressed. I want my money back.
Yeah, really?
I got a refund coming here some fucking where. No, I don't. I'm just joking. I don't do the tax thing. Must be a tax evader. Well, they got a requirement for you to pay taxes. You know what that is?
What? Mm.
Work. If you don't work, how are you going to pay your taxes? There you go.
There you go.
So never work.
You know, income, no tax.
Ah, see how wonderful that, and it's brilliant too. Okay, well, I'm running out of stories here.
Yeah, it's kind of a slow day.
Got a whole lot going on. Well, it's just the reruns that are taking place. It's been 8-10 months now. What's it been? February, I guess, really took off.
Yeah.
But, fuck, man. I mean, Germany's on fire next door to us. And they're marching, and they want their rights, and this, that, and the, and then they're just going to get fucked with. This is ridiculous. There's no argument, and the people that are in power of these decisions will not debate it, like climate change.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, how is this possibly okay for these people? I'm very upset. They're making my tumor bleed. Well, I'm just saying, I mean, I grew up one way, and then all of a sudden, in a matter of less than a year, the entire fucking world population is ignorant.
Yeah.
Calling me ignorant.
Yeah, but they're the ones that are losing it.
Well, maybe there's nothing to lose. I don't know. The game doesn't make sense at this point, does it?
No.
What in the fuck are they trying to accomplish?
Full spectrum dominance.
Well, they got that. I mean, shit, they got the guns. They'll kill you if you don't listen.
Yeah.
They shoot you if you make them scared. I mean, come on, this game is rigged. We are so rigged. Yeah. I think it's rigged. You think it's rigged?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, there's a 66% chance this game is rigged.
Go away.
Well, we only heard two opinions.
I'd go for 100.
Well, when I grew up, I'm sure as hell not living in America. I'll tell you that. My wife won't let me go.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, she used to think that Joe Biden was interesting. And, oh, yeah, she was just, fuck, she knows how to push my buttons. Yeah, Joe Biden's interesting, and if I ever want to go home, she'd love to go to Delaware, but nowhere else.
All right.
I said, wow, why don't you just put a bullet in my head and call me Sally? Delaware and Joe Biden. Well, she got over all that, but she thought it was funny until they started running him for president. Now she's kind of backed off the sarcastic thing.
Wait a minute.
It's all coming true.
Yeah, wait a minute. I didn't mean it.
It was one thing when they got, well, hey, you're never going to believe who's running for the White House. Who? Trump? What? Trump? He's no politician. No, but who knows how to service the Jew cock like the Trump man. I seen him kissing the wall.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Does this shit fool people, really? Come on. Are you kidding
me? Some people it does.
They believe that if you bow to a wall or suck on it or whatever weird shit they do, that makes you special. Mm-hmm. I better get a check into this being a Jew thing. It looks like it might win.
Buy your way into heaven.
No, it's buy my way into life on earth now.
Yeah.
Because you know what's in store for
it's
us
like
now.
Like being a Mason, yeah.
Well, the electronic finance world is coming. You're not even going to be able to use currency because nobody will be bothered with it. It costs too much to support it.
Yeah, we can't make change.
Well, transportation costs, making coins, making paper, blah, blah, blah. Hey, instead of, hey, look at this, click.
Yeah.
Well, they've got most people under 30 over here. They're clueless about having to do anything because it's all instant.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. That's my observation anyway. The majority of people I've encountered here under 30. Yeah. And then there's the few that
they'll be lost without a phone.
Huh?
They'll be lost without a phone.
Yeah. Yeah, and then you know, even when they're talking to you and their phone rings, have you ever noticed that face they make? No?
I don't know.
Just me?
I don't. I'm not around enough people to have that.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm just being aware of that. When I'm in public and somebody's phone rings, there's this dramatic quirk to their face momentarily as they walk off to go answer the fucking phone.
Yeah.
Just say no to thugs. It's not that hard. I can do it.
Yeah,
but it must be a talent. I don't know. You're living rough, right? No phone, stuff like that. Or do you got a phone?
Me, I have a phone.
Whoever, I don't know.
We just now recently got a smartphone.
Oh, no. What happened?
We use it to operate our security system.
Oh, yeah. See, now you see all these traps.
Yeah. You can't get a security system, or at least not one of these camera systems.
Right.
You got to have a freaking phone to operate the damn thing.
Well, see, that's the whole point of where society is truly going.
Yeah.
And they're calling it peaceful protesting, all kinds of names.
They want everybody wired in, man.
Yeah. Hard time doing it.
Yeah,
it was nice knowing you guys.
Yeah, I figured, fuck it, whatever.
Yeah, right, exactly. I'm not for it, Rob. It's not. I don't mock the people that are forced to fucking use it. I'm married to one.
Exactly.
I understand the fucking problem, but if I lose track of, you know, how I understand it, start becoming like her, then I'm not me anymore. So. You guys are going to have to just take a little shit because you want to eat on a regular basis and not be in a camp somewhere held by the government.
Yeah, that's so
you don't think that shit's going to happen? What's the last year been all about?
Well, give all the power to the FEMA camps.
Grab the mic a little closer there, will you, Larry? Oh. I have trouble hearing you.
You're in a pandemic. Let's go to the FEMA camps. We'll test you and make you better.
But see, like you say, though, if you read a little bit of this stuff that they're telling you, you find out that what they're telling you isn't possible.
Yep.
Well, maybe that's the problem right there, is that it shatters people's, something.
Well, with today's education system, nobody can read anyway.
Oh, come on. That's just a little exaggeration, right?
Not much.
Okay, well, I thought that was just a little overblown story they were using.
I know a gal in her 30s that can't tell you what time it is unless there's numbers on the clock.
Wow. Jeez. You know how I learned how to tell time? You're going to like this one. Back in the early 1960s, they had those rotary clocks where they had the digits on them.
They flipped.
Okay, but I learned on that before I could learn the five-minute clock. What do you call it? I don't even know what to call it.
Analog.
The traditional clock. But, I mean, I broke in on a real old version of a digital clock.
Cool.
Right, but still, he told me you're going to learn the other one, too. Okay. Wow. Well, it's just not hard. It's hard to grasp that society is where it is.
Yeah.
It's only been a few years since I was in America, Rob. And it sounds like a foreign fucking country now.
This used to be number one, and at least in the top three. In math and science, lots of the important things.
Mm-hmm.
And now we've been like maybe in the top 20.
Yeah, maybe. We're like 26 or something.
Wow. That's not very good.
Yeah.
How many industrialized countries are there, though? You know, out of all the countries there are, some of them don't have public education and shit like that.
Yeah.
Some people grew up in the bit of dirt they're born on.
27 puts you pretty much at the bottom of the list of all the big major countries.
No.
Damn. Well, even England? I've been reading horror stories about England lately. Don't want to be in England. Wow. I don't know. I'm just glad I don't have to pick anywhere, because if I had to choose a place to live, I wouldn't want to live anywhere.
Let's see.
Okay. Maybe I would. Okay. Well, maybe not. It's possible. What are you reading, Rob?
Oh, I'm looking
Rob
at
on a mission.
Education rates.
Oh, to find out how far down we are?
Yeah.
Might break your heart.
Ouch. Yeah, it breaks mine. Well, you know, in all those years of, oh, how important an education is and all that kind of crap that we all grew up with, and it turns out to just be a bunch of nonsense.
Well, I got a decent education, but it wasn't what it was cracked up to be, and it wasn't complete. They just tell you enough to do the job. They don't tell you all there is to know about it. And that had me thinking I knew everything there was for lots of years.
Well, the U.S. News is saying U.S. is number one in education.
Yeah, look at how wonderful everybody's doing right now. Yeah, and then I keep reading about this election coming up in a couple of months. Then I also keep reading that you have riots every day in America. So, wait a minute. You can't have both. You can't have a civil society and an uncivil society both at the same time. What's going on?
Call the two-party system.
Oh, yeah. So they really have split this thing up to the point of, if you're a violent asshole out there destroying shit, you're a Democrat.
Yeah.
If you're a violent asshole out there shooting people, you're a Republican.
A little bit of both, though.
I don't know. What I read about the Republican, he was like 17 in somebody else's town walking down the street with a gun.
Yeah,
good thing to do. Wow. It's a wonder he didn't get killed.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, and of course, now these fucking idiots in the press are going to make a big deal out of that. Like, it matters somehow.
Yep.
And encourage it. You got 2 more months, so they got to do something to keep Trump in power.
It's not Democrats or Republicans.
No, they got to keep the facade up, though, Larry.
Oh,
or
yeah.
People are going to... Can you imagine if a voter woke up and understood about government what we understand about government? Their head would explode.
Yeah.
They'd probably shit theirself. Oh, my life is over. Then not and become a victim of the corona because weakness would hit them.
Yep. It's crazy, folks. It ain't Democrats or Republicans. It's with no moral values. It's crazy people. It's people that are getting paid to do something that they know is wrong. Never mind.
I agree with that line of it, too. Why would there be buses? I saw a picture of buses. What was it? BLM buses in Florida.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, you got to be organized to the nipples to, you know, to have that kind of backup to do.
Hell yeah.
And it's not a 20-minute thing. This thing has been in the making for years.
Yep.
You know, you've got bus designs for paint jobs and shit that, two years before you can set foot in your first fire, these things have to be accomplished.
Yeah.
So keep people ignorant enough to not know everything is an instant, and this is what we get.
Yep.
I'm disappointed. Well, I'm telling you, man. Ugh.
Yeah. But it's not just in America. It's worldwide.
Yeah.
I don't know where... See, I don't speak any other languages besides English.
No.
So it makes it my... And I'm lazy as fuck. I ain't translating every fucking other language into English. Nah. This doesn't translate properly, first off. But on the other hand, I talk to sensible people like yourselves, right, in America, and I get one story. And then I see the Internet, and I get a whole other story.
Well, that's because we don't know what we're talking about.
Well, yeah, it's all a matter of perspective. We only have a view of what we see.
Yeah.
Right.
So
like around here, I mean, other than the mask, you wouldn't know really anything that's going on.
Yeah, exactly like where I live. The world could blow up. I wouldn't know it unless it's really good.
Yeah, the only thing, the only thing that's changed is that people are wearing masks because they were told to.
Yeah.
No laws or none of that. The cops aren't any nicer to you or
no, nothing's changed.
Wow.
But the people that told them are in positions of power and authority and knowledge, supposedly, and they're in on the scam.
Yeah, they'd have to be.
Yeah, otherwise, they're in on the scam. They know it's a lie.
Yeah, I saw that Fauci guy in a picture of a stadium, looked like, with two other people, and he's got his mask around his chin.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that, and besides that, on top, the whole fucking thing would be cleared up in a couple of sentences if people would think this through. When in the history of the world has a government ever done anything to help its people? Never. Never has. Never gonna happen. It's a dream. It's a story.
No.
People in power want power. They want titles and be able to tell you what you have to do. And until we grow out of this fucking ignorance, I don't know what to call it. It's just, yeah. Well, maybe it's you mature out of it somehow. Well, maybe people don't, too.
Yeah.
Wow. How do you explain this? I don't know. Maybe we're naturally rebellious, and it just so happens that three unlikely people gathered at the same exact time with the exact point of view towards a government entity. Then that sounds a little kind of, wow, that's unusual. Well, right, but it happens a lot.
Yeah, because more and more people are figuring it out.
Yeah.
Well, not the diehard voters. No, Larry, I'm talking about in chat and internet more than in personal life.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, the people that are glued to the internet as a source of entertainment, I would say. Some of them really seem to believe this hoax is real.
Oh yeah.
Wow.
They believe what they're told on the television.
But they hang out in a liberty-based chat room.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
They're
that doesn't
trolling.
Make any sense. Am I missing something, Rob? Oh, you're bubbling.
I'll
stall for you.
No, I'm good.
Well, I figured it might be a topic you're familiar with, because...
Yeah, I get it. I've asked them several times why you're here.
Yeah, what do they say?
They never answer.
Oh, okay. Because half of that, I can't even bother to read it anymore.
Yeah. Well, I've got half of them on invisible.
Exactly,
anyway,
but
so.
it's part of life that they do exist, and they have a right to their ridiculous opinions.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
See? I'm not telling them not to talk to other people about their stupid shit. I'm telling them I don't want to hear your stupid shit because.
I'm offended by them, and they don't go away.
Duh. Right. But, well, is that a Democrat thing now? Or, oh, man, I'm so confused.
Yeah.
Politics.
It's a political thing.
Okay, so the Democrats are the good guys, and the Republicans are the bad guys, right?
No.
No.
They all suck.
The other way around.
They all suck.
Yeah, I'm both sides of the same coin.
Yeah.
Larry, they're listening to us.
but they're all controlled.
The right and left wings of the vulture called government.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. Little five people tell 85 people what to do.
Yeah.
What the fuck is wrong with you people? Can't you think for yourself? This is my... Well, you just don't like to follow rules. Well, okay, what rules am I not following here? I'm verbally opposed to covering my face when I'm outside walking. There's my big crime, Rob. Where do you think I'll get life?
100 lashes and you have to spend a weekend with Hans.
Ooh, hey, that would be life changing.
And then we're gonna.
That would be my first murder. I never committed murder in my life, but I think I would begin. I would start to. Somebody that is that ignorant would just. I'd be doing the world a favor. That's my opinion. So, let's leave it in drama land. Well, all this madness over the last less than a year is really pissing me off, Larry.
Yeah.
I mean, I see the world the way you see the world, in a sense. It's a nice thing. It's wonderful and all that. And then you got these idiots that want to tell you what to do all the time and fuck it up.
Yeah. Don't mess with me. I won't mess with you. Don't turn none of my shit up. I won't turn none of your shit up. Leave me alone. Well,
yeah, and it's all senseless. I mean, there wasn't even a demand to it. It was just, hey, look, we're going to set this on fire. Why? Yeah. Because we feel like it.
Yeah.
Huh?
Because it's a black business in a black neighborhood for Black Lives Matter. That is so stupid.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Well, you'll never see the Jews doing this shit.
They want to keep the property values up.
Yeah, they just take over your fucking country and tell you to leave. And you will leave, too, eventually.
Yeah.
All these years have been making jokes about welcome to Palestine and hell, fuck. Okay, not everybody's in that situation yet. I haven't hit that situation yet. It's not likely I'm going to it the way we live here. But if these globalist fucks and these EU assholes, if they join forces, they could shut us down real quick because they got a lot of support from the ignorant. Well, that didn't raise an eyebrow, but I think people that are afraid to die, religious-based life is ignorance. That's how they keep you scared and the afterlife and all this Jesus nonsense and whatever. You're talking to a doorknob. Whatever your thing is. It's crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, if I said I was going to do that stuff, people would probably try to lock me up.
One great space alien created it all.
What's his name?
Who knows?
Jose.
Oh, man. I was hoping it was Steve.
He's Oriental.
Hey, it could be. Could be a group F. You know, it really ticks me off the most about all this government country shit. These fucking lying hypocrites in government and religion and education that keep us all pitted against each other on these stupid bullshit stories while they sit around and eat the good food and drink the good alcohol and get fucked up and laugh at us. And I don't know if I had an opportunity to sit at that table, I don't know if I'd take it or not. I might have the nut to go, fuck you and your steak.
Yeah.
Tempting as it may be. Well, wouldn't you like to sit in a seat of superiority, Rob, Larry, and be important and have people fear your name because you could shoot them? That'd be awesome.
Actually, no.
Oh, well, then don't run for president. You know what I get?
And I wouldn't like to be president.
Well, you know what I got out of the last couple of days of the Kenosha thing? Trump went there, right?
Yeah.
For a fucking photo op in the rubble of a devastated Democrat city.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. Nobody's thinking through this entire thing. Everybody's just being emotional, and they're all reacting with their girly bits or what?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And
I get myself
fingers.
In a lot of trouble when I do that.
And pointing fingers.
Wow.
They're all pointing fingers at each other.
Yep. So what was your take on what you saw regarding the Trump going to Kenosha thing? I mean, it just seems like a lot of shit to me, but
even next president.
Oh, okay. What has that got to do with him becoming all this voting shit's a bunch of nonsense too. The Electoral College is going to pick who they pick.
Yeah.
Probably according to the bankers that tell them who to choose.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Where does this election crap come in?
It's just to make the people think that they've got a say in what's going on.
Yeah.
That's it.
It's the illusion of choice.
Yeah.
You don't have a say in what? What in the fuck do they know about the decisions that are being made in their on their behalf?
Nothing.
Oh.
Nothing. Okay. Every once in a while...
We don't get a direct say in anything.
No, not at all. Every once in a while, they'll say, we're going to pass a law, and it's going to concern water purity. Well, in that law that they passed concerning the water purity has got another 1,000 things in it that's all detrimental. Like, going to give somebody a grant for a bunch of money to study the sex life of an Arctic earthworm. Just stupid shit.
Fluff.
Yeah. It all gets thrown into the bill.
Pork barrel.
Yeah. I'm all for one vote, one rule.
Yeah.
Right. I understand what you're for, and I know you well enough over the years talking to you, Larry. It's just, we got this reality shit we have to deal with. And I'm thinking, if we don't really take this fucking seriously and do it soon, we're running out of time. And it ain't about the POTUS, and I'm not talking about that shit. This masking crap, this corona hoax.
Yeah.
They convinced people with bullshit stories about how you get a virus.
0.1% death rate. Come on.
Yeah, folks. On top of it.
Who is worse than that?
Yeah. Everything's worse than that.
Yeah.
Tripping over curbs is worse than that.
Really?
I wonder how many cheating spouses got murdered in the last 10 months that nobody gave two fucks about because, well, I guess they wrote it up as corona and just looked the other way.
Yeah, that was it. The virus got them.
Nothing is reported anywhere. I look on the internet for shit. I can't really find anything anymore. There's no new information.
Well,
everything is being
you can't cheat on your spouse these days because you can't get out of the house.
Oh, yeah, we can't. But hey, wait a minute, that's not a good thing to think about. No, we've got the freedom to come and go here still.
Good,
but they started their shit with the mask on the trains. Now, it started out, it was supposed to be at peak time, you know, where, what do you call it, when everybody's going somewhere. What do you call that? Rush hour, right?
Yeah.
Now, it's like, when I go to the grocery in the afternoon, I see people with masks on at the train in the daytime. I thought it was, you know, I thought, they told me, anyway, it was voluntary. So, if it is indeed voluntary, which it is, these people are volunteering.
Yeah.
But, and here I am with my American accent. What am I going to fucking do about it?
Just like taxpayers.
Oh, it's worse, Rob. It's way worse. I'm so helpless. Oh, I feel like a little child. Well, no, all I can do is either conform to it and stay out of trouble and not get my wife upset, or be me. That usually doesn't work out too well for anyone. So I've got a major mind thing going on with this hoax.
Yeah,
and I can see a lot of people do not understand that this is indeed a hoax.
This is a
psyop. They don't get it.
A hoax has the connotation of being a joke.
Yeah. Okay. Well, no, it's...
It's a psyop.
Well,
and psychological warfare is what it is.
But how did they get every fucking buddy except five countries in on this one? I don't get that part.
Fear.
Fear.
Okay.
The World Health Organization. Fear. The United Nations.
If you lie to somebody over and over with the same lie, pretty soon they'll believe it. And that's what they've done to the public.
Well, like Rob was saying, this is what the Nazis did. This is how they accomplished their goal, was the exact shit that we're seeing happen right now or going through.
Yeah.
Blame what you're doing on your opponent. Read the Art of War.
I can do that. I'm not real big in conflict. I only argue
about the conflict.
I only argue with my wife and Hansel. So,
Well, you can't win with your wife. Why don't you give that up?
Oh, we have our semi-annual or annual disagreement every year.
Okay.
Just to get it out of the way, so we, you know. Oh, now that's over with.
Yeah, you gotta.
People that don't disagree about something and blow off a little steam are kind of full of shit. and I'm looking at the chat and go back, and Grimner says, three people agreeing on anything is very unlikely. And here we sit, right? And you could count the things we disagree on one hand, if you really wanted to look for it, but we don't seem to.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's things we don't agree on
aren't shattering enough to worry about.
Yeah, it would be like personality quirks and shit, traits and crap like that. We're not doing that on this COIL program. No. We're hitting the big shit. All the big topics, not the little topics.
Yeah. Speaking of big topics.
And I'm hitting the pipe, too. What?
Well, Lou, you got this project coming up, and
hopefully.
You know, if that doesn't work out, or even if it does, you're still going to want to go to other places.
Oh yeah,
and do the same things.
Yeah,
and I had come up with that. Well, I have this thing about Acapulco, and I know one thing: Mexico is not real stringent on their codes as far as if you've ever been across the border and seen what their electric grid looks like.
Yeah, I've been there and seen that, and I've been to Indonesia and seen theirs, and I've been to South Korea and seen theirs.
Yeah,
and they are at least 50 years behind us.
Yeah,
not,
and they look like a cluster.
Yeah,
it's
scary.
Yeah, it's a bowl of noodles, man.
Yeah. when I was in South Korea, I was in a generating station, and they had open bus bars running across the floor, and then go to the wall, then go up the wall and across the ceiling around the top of the room, and they hook their transformers. The wire out of the transformer goes up to that bus bar and screws into it, and you're done.
Huh.
And, boy, we hadn't done that here since the 20s.
Yeah, no doubt. My point was, the regulation isn't near as stringent as it is here.
Yeah, and they've already set up an LLC that's an independent testing laboratory.
Oh, you got that done?
Yes, did.
Oh, cool.
Yes, they did. So our management team did that. They had some scheme. I don't have any idea what it is, but they've been making a little bit of money through some investment program. I have no idea what it is. I'm not that kind of guy.
Yeah.
But they got a little money coming in, and they're getting a few things set up.
Yeah.
So we're happy about that.
No doubt.
Now maybe they'll buy me a new oscilloscope. I blew mine the very first time I tried to test with it.
Damn.
Well, I had a low voltage probe on, a low amperage probe actually, and didn't have any idea we'd be coming out with 10 times more than I put into it.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, so yeah. Boom, see you later.
That's all it takes.
Yep. Smoke me.
Yeah.
You know that smoke's magic when you let it out.
Yeah, the magic smoke out. Yeah, it quit working. So.
But, there's a lot of stuff going on. Like I said, our guy that draws the mantras, that's what I call them anyway, they're beautiful designs, sacred geometry designs.
Yeah.
And he draws Ichi kind of stuff. Not Nietzsche. Eschler, excuse me. You familiar with his artwork?
No.
The guy who made the painting of the stairs that go in all different directions.
Oh, okay.
Okay. That guy, whatever his name is, I'm having the name wrong. But that's the kind of drawings that this guy does, just to get us to think in other dimensions. Like, where is that going? Where is that going? If you go to Kirchhoff's Law and look at the angular diagram of all the different fields that are created, that's a beautiful diagram, and that's what this guy is trying to show. And he does a really good job with it, and he relates it to the sacred geometry and the golden spiral and all of that sort of thing. And he's the one that designed the positioning of the lights on the light pole.
Cool.
Yeah, smart guy. Really talented artist.
Yeah.
And he's a computer programmer. That's what he does for a living, but he's a hell of an artist.
Cool.
There's lots of other stuff going on, too. They're working with a BLDC, a brushless DC motor that is magnetically driven. They're trying to improve on a design that came out of an old German dryer.
Okay.
And it's cool because they got a gob of magnets to work with, and it's actually a repelling motor.
Uh-huh.
They're using the magnetic field to repel with rather than attract.
Uh-huh.
And that, I don't know for sure, and I don't know how to prove it because I haven't got the right equipment, but I think that a magnet pushes harder away than it attracts. I'm really almost convinced of that. But then again, I've had my finger between two magnets before, and it pulls up a blood blister, so I'm not sure.
Yeah. I've always been fascinated with that type of thing, and when you brought up the Hallback array, that sounded very interesting on that type of system, motor, magnetic motor, because if you can create a stronger north or south pole, it would be easy then to create a motor that would run.
Yeah, and I was thinking, well, if that does produce power by spinning it around, it's going to be DC.
Yeah.
Well, you don't even have to move it, then it gives you AC. So why mess with it? You don't need an inverter now.
Well, yeah, that's...
And all AC means is that the polarity changes.
Yeah.
And that's why you wrap one coil, one circuit clockwise, and the one next to it counterclockwise, so that the magnetic field travels the same direction, whether it's positive or negative, that is an AC coil.
Right.
So.
Yeah, so it's generating both pulses at the same time.
Yeah.
The positive and the negative pulse. And it's just a matter of hooking it up so that the timing is right.
And with it just sitting there, a 12-circuit coil is getting 1 volt per circuit. That's 12 volts.
Yeah.
That's a battery just sitting there waiting to happen.
Yeah.
Let me do something. No movement at all. And that's because the difference in the strength of the polarities on the Hallback array, that's different. It's a whole lot more of one than the other, at least twice as much.
Right.
And that makes that magnet set up a field between itself, constantly trying to exchange. So it's switching back and forth by itself. It's sitting there fighting each other. The little one wants to stay little, and the big one wants to stay big. But the little one is sucking out of the big one just as hard as it can. That's why these things suck.
I think it creates a resonance. Yeah.
Yeah, it does.
And that's what the resonance, the movement of the resonance, is what fluctuates and energizes the coil.
Yep. And that AC signal is picked up in the coil, because when you move a magnetic field past the conductor, you generate electricity.
Yeah. It's just doing it in micro movements.
Yeah, we just can't see it.
In millions of times per second.
Yeah. Which is super high frequency, and that is wonderful because that gives you more power.
Right. I understand the concept.
Yeah.
The guy
we got working in the high voltage and high frequency, he's using high voltage. He's using 12 full volts, but he's giving it 40.3 kilohertz of frequency. And he's producing 1,000-volt spikes out of that with a trumpet signal after that that is the full duration of the off cycle. And he's got a 1% duty cycle doing this. And it is a full volt above the baseline. So he's getting usable power out of that. So that's pretty interesting, because that is a Tesla one-wire system using a 3-circuit pancake coil.
Hmm.
Now,
okay.
That's a unique circuit that he's got going there.
Yes.
Yeah, there's lots of guys working in different areas on this.
Right.
Not just with our coils. This is everything that we can come up with.
Yeah. I'm just waiting for the order form to come out.
No doubt, me too. I'm waiting. I'm waiting to see the airplane ticket.
Yeah, that.
Yeah. Give me the ticket to come over and teach my little course, and we'll see where it goes.
Uh-oh. You mean you're like a professor?
Yes, I have a buggy whip.
Oh, God.
He's a consultant.
Where there's a whip, there's a way.
Hey, I got a question for you, Larry in particular. Not sure if Rob's going to be on this one. But I was watching a link earlier, and they brought up this hormone called GHRELIN. I think it was Ghrelin. I'm not sure how they pronounced it. It passed by kind of fast. But they're claiming, this is kind of interesting to me, they were claiming that all this weight gain that people are suffering right now, it's because of the plastics that we're ingesting.
Okay, that's very possible.
Okay, and it's tied to this particular hormone. So it was a pitch, some kind of sales pitch. I lasted a lot longer than I thought I would. But they're pitching a tea that's grown in Tibet or some fucking place. But the point of the story was they redefined why people are overweight. And they blamed it on the plastic is the problem that we're ingesting it. It's in everything. Microscopic little bits of plastic. And I thought you might have an opinion about that. And if not, I tried.
Well, have you ever tried to get the grease off of a piece of plastic?
No.
It stays forever. It takes a whole lot to get that slimy feel off of it once it's got grease on it. So it attracts grease. It holds.
Okay, grease. So it's a magnetic bond?
Well, it's the same type of an element. It's petroleum. And all
it's an oil.
Crisco is a petroleum product. Everything but lard and butter, you can pretty much figure is a petroleum product. Okay? Real lard, that's fat rendered out of, that's lard rendered out of fat. And bacon grease.
Yeah.
So they have changed the way we eat.
We eat petroleum.
Right. And because of that, that's the problem with if you're trying to lose weight and you can't do it, they're blaming it on the that we've been reset. You know, over the years, the generations we acclimate.
Yeah.
To our surroundings.
Yeah.
I believe it's internal, too. I think you can survive. Well, but
if that tends to grab the grease that you consume, and as Americans we consume a lot of grease, then that would hold the fatty portion of that grease in your body longer rather than letting you eliminate it.
So it's a magnetic wave?
Possibly.
Magnetic bond, you know what I mean? Where
yeah. It's a chemical bond.
But yet they slip and slide, but you can't separate them. So
yeah.
What? That's the weirdest explanation I ever heard. I know what it is, but, I mean, in words it sounds crazy.
Well, that's just the way I see it.
But it's true. Well, Christ, try cleaning up an oil spill.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bye. You found a career. Yeah. It ain't ever going anywhere. But when you explain it in the terms like you do with the electric, it sounds so sci-fi to me.
My
knowledge is limited. I'm doing the best I can here. So when I think about, wait, how can something be bonded together, yet the bond is separate? They don't really connect, but you can't separate them either. What? Isn't that what we're talking about?
Yeah, the oil, the plastic is made of a petroleum base.
Okay.
That means that the molecules in it are similar to grease, to oil, to the lard that you eat, the bacon grease that you consume, the beef. The grease flavoring that you put in stuff. And that gets on the plastic particles that you're consuming, the little bitty microscopic plastic particles, and it stays there.
It collects, yeah.
Yeah, it collects. And that's a good reason for people not to be able to get fat or thin from being fat.
Right.
But
they re explained the whole way this works to me on a level I'm not prepared for.
smoke.
You know, I'm not a book guy. I'm never going to... I'm more of a... Bring it up to somebody else that might know. And okay. Get an opinion and use that.
We went as a society from living on farms with big families to living in a city and having to eat prepared food. If we ate fresh out of our garden and the meat that we raised and killed ourselves, then we wouldn't have this problem.
No, I agree with that.
But I don't know of any way to eliminate it from your body once it's already in there.
Okay, see, and that's why I was saying I didn't last through the whole link, but I got the idea that they're selling tea that you get in Tibet, blah, blah, blah. But then I've just...
So that's telling me that it helps get rid of the plastic.
Yeah, does it dissolve the plastic?
See, I didn't... That's what I mean. I didn't watch... I'm not going to buy any, so I didn't watch it to the end to see what they were selling. I just watched enough of it to say, molecular bonding. Wow, that's a strange way to look at this.
Yeah.
But the explanation was just like yours. Your body is not capable of expelling this crap. But the thing that got my attention more than the tea in Tibet is, why not? What could I do to my body to make it so that I could expel some of this plastic? So I'm on my own here. I'm just talking off the top of my head.
Well, you know,
there's an answer out there. How long it lasts.
If it lasts 100 years like it does in the dump, then we're stuck with it. But if for some reason our body would dissolve it after a certain period of time, then going back to eating organic would be the solution.
Hmm.
You would then lose weight. Eat things with wormholes in them.
Oh, I wasn't speaking for myself. It was just a story that got my attention because they're claiming 72% of America is overweight.
I'll buy that. Go to any Walmart and check. We play Walmart bingo.
I haven't been there in years, so. Yeah, Cirque's dream of filming weirdos at Walmart is never going to come to fruition in this lifetime. Not with me, in it, anyway. You have to marry somebody else to, you know, enjoy the Walmart experience.
Well, or you go for daily entertainment.
I'm living in it. My daily entertainment was adjusted so that I could make the best of my surroundings.
Yeah.
Instead of all that traveling. And, you know, I spent a lot of time going from here to there and commuting and all that shit all my life. So now not having to travel any fucking where unless I walk, that was the benefit. Because I was burnt out on traveling a long time before I quit.
Well, I spent some time on the road and I don't like it.
Right, but you have different reasons to travel than I do. I don't have any of those reasons left. I'm not chasing anything. I'm not wanting to go see what's over the hill. I don't have any electrical plans. No, and I could do the radio from here, so that's fine.
When I go someplace, I don't go to look at a city or a building or none of that garbage. I want to look at the country. I want to see what people that live on it look like. I want to be part of it. I want to walk through the jungle. City does not impress me at all.
Yeah. Well, it used to impress me, but I had my days.
I did enjoy touring old castles and stuff when I was in Germany.
I would like to look at a castle or two. I think that would be neat.
I read a story about castles that turned me off of castles.
That they're haunted?
No. That the reason that castles did not stand for very long is because they had problems with sewage.
Yeah.
So they would, it was less trouble to move the castle than it was to hire somebody to design plumbing.
Yeah.
They didn't have any high-pressure water hose.
They didn't have water treatment.
Okay, but look at, and here we are in 2020, and the system is still playing off keeping the most of us stupid.
Yeah.
And it's just like, it's easier to just move the castle than it is to teach you fucking idiots how to do the plumbing.
Yep.
Because then you'll want to do it for yourself. Then what do?
Well, the problem that we've got now is most people don't want to do it for themselves. They're too lazy to fight that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, but that's for the great culling. They need victims. Larry, they're going to have their fair... Boy, they're going to have a lot and lots of victims. And they're still going to have the resistance, right? People like that kid that was shooting people in Wisconsin. He's not going to obey no fucking rules.
No.
He's out there with a fucking gun. Crazy. So there's plenty of people that can think for themselves. Whether it's rational, whether it's intelligent or not, isn't the issue. It's that they can.
Yeah.
And then you got followers. Dick.
Yeah.
You like followers?
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
You don't like followers? I thought you wanted to run for mayor of Arkansas or governor or something.
Me?
You could be the next Bill Clinton. Rob Clinton.
You got me in life all fucked up.
Well, hey, it was. We're doing a radio show. Not everything is funny when I say it. Sometimes I think it and I go, hey, that's funny. Then I say it and I go, wow, that was funny. It happens.
Yeah.
Don't shoot me. I'm just the guy that's doing this on the other thing. It's not my fault.
Yeah, I was just vetoing everything.
Are you listening? I agree with that line. You hit that one on the head. You know, it's like people like me that want to criticize the government, but I don't want to be any part of that fucking government. I just want to sit in my cubbyhole and complain about the government. So am I a stock in the government?
Yep.
Fuck.
Yep.
You're going to get busted. We're going to send the international crime people over to see you.
Oh, damn.
Yep.
Circle make them coffee.
We're going to come over and kidnap you and bring you back to the United States and try you in public.
Oh, there you go. My crime against humanity. I thought to myself and said, fuck you, idiots.
That's it.
I did, too, and hey,
you had somebody stealing.
I had shit to do.
Well, look where it got you, a beautiful wife that loves you and a nice country to live in.
And that, while the world is on fire, it's the weirdest fucking thing, Larry. I don't believe it's happening. Yeah, and we're a stone's throw from Sweden. On top
of that. Does that mean you want to get your sex changed or what?
Oh, no, that means that Sweden's one of the five countries on Earth that didn't fall for the plandemic and scam thing. And
beautiful.
And it's only across the water.
Excellent.
So if shit ever really went all funky here in Denmark, me and Sir could just go to Sweden.
Can you see
she wouldn't like it. No, not from here, but there's a bridge that goes to it from Copenhagen. That's south of us.
Oh, it's that close.
Oh, yeah. Look at a map of Denmark, and Sweden is due east. And there's a lot of Denmark's a lot of islands put together. It's got one main big body that's connected to Germany, and then all the rest of it is just islands that are close.
Do they all have power?
I would think so, because when I was in Scotland in the 90s, the people were bragging to me that they just got hydro in the 80s.
Okay.
So I would assume, and Denmark's way more concerned about the population than England was. So, I'll check into it, but I would assume.
I would think tidal turbines would be wonderful in that.
See, this country makes a big fucking deal about alternative sources of energy.
Tidal turbines would be the way to go in a bunch of islands.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if there are any islands that are really close together, because the riptide going between those islands. Oh, yeah. That's like water down the drain, man. That'll spin a turbine twice a day enough to generate all the power you'd ever need. And it wouldn't be one turbine, it'd be bunches of them. They could be floating like buoys out in the middle of nowhere, anchored to the bottom, of course, between those two islands.
Yeah, you know what? This place is real big on... they're big on things that sound popular.
Anybody could do that project. A waterproof motor and a propeller, you're done.
And, really? And
yeah.
What kind of investment is involved in this?
Depends on how much power you want to generate.
Well,
you could put that turbine, the part that turns around, made properly in a spiral form, you could put that on a 1,000-horse motor and anchor it to the fucking bottom of the ocean. Run the lines to wherever you need to run them to get them out of there. Do that in as many places as you got room for.
All right, let me ask you for something else then. What would it take to create a power source big enough to ride a three-wheeled bicycle, but using the electricity as a source? Because they got electric bikes here already.
Can you do it with 30 amps?
See, that's what I'd have to ask. I don't know, but let me write that down.
I would think you could do that with 30 amps.
You should be able to, unless you're trying to race.
No, just for, you know, driving a... Well, what they do is they put their kids in the fucking basket in the front. It's like a wood basket, box. And they got their little helmets on, some of them, and some of them don't. Rider rides behind it, but it's got some of them have electric motors.
Yeah, they got these things, they're called golf carts.
Yeah.
They're already set up on electric motors. They run on 6-volt batteries, generally.
Okay, right. But the design that Larry's going to use is different than what they're already using, is what I'm getting at.
Let's see.
What I'm trying to figure out is how to find somebody that has the health to deal with this. My buddy Carson's having trouble with his leg. He's not getting around too good right now. But there's a bike shop in Freetown.
How big's his battery?
I don't know. I've not seen how big the battery is. There's a bike shop in Freetown, Christiania. And when I was there, it just got my attention, and the people that worked there were real friendly and nice, and they had all these crazy wild designs. They seemed like the kind of people that are more interested in what we're talking about than the ones I'm living amongst. I'm living in a rural countryside. Things are slow, and nobody's trying to get anywhere. But in Freetown, it's a different story.
That'd take a 4x9-inch compartment to hold an 8-inch coil.
Okay, and then I got to convert it to centimeters. But compartment. Wait a minute, I'm writing this down because talking to people isn't as hard as it may appear to be. And a lot of this success of anything is the person listening has to be in good health and capable of getting around.
Yeah.
Okay, so in a 4x9 compartment, you could put what? I didn't get that far yet.
Four inches wide, 9 inches square.
Okay.
4 inches thick.
Okay.
Okay. What was your question?
That'll hold one.
For what you're planning to do, how much space does a component take up to power a bicycle big enough, enough power for three people to be powered by the power source.
That 4x9 compartment.
Okay, and you're talking about how many amps or what was it?
30 amps.
30 amps. Okay, yeah. That's the part I didn't write down. All right. Now, I'm going to assume that if I called up and asked if this exists, I could get a conversation out of an electrician.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, well, you know, I got these sales skills for a fucking reason, Larry. I just never really cared.
This does away with the battery. And it weighs, depending upon the material that the donut is made out of, maybe as much as 3 pounds.
Okay, so if somebody that was over here in Denmark was willing to pay for their own materials like Rob did, would you be willing to work with them to guide them through the thing to make a battery to operate a bike? And could you do it without giving up all the information that you want to keep personal? Because that would be something I could
do. Yeah, I don't think I can do that yet.
Ah, okay. Because that would be my goal, because I'm way far away over here in Denmark. But these people are conservation crazy. Not where I live, but other places in the country.
Let's get this project that we're working on, or another project, completed or started.
Yeah, I was just thinking this was
things in place.
Welcome to my world.
Yeah, well,
I'm waiting on that damn order for him, man.
Sometimes, when I'm in the show, I'm listening to something somebody says, and all of a sudden, it clicks, whatever it is, and I get this interest wave hits me.
Yeah,
where I'm usually not. I don't give two fucks what time of day it is. And all of a sudden, hey, I wonder if you can make a bike battery for it.
Yeah. That's where I am with the marine applications. You know.
Oh, and as far as Acapulco.
Running boats. And Acapulco, yeah.
Yeah. The Mexican government's claim, at least the press claims that the Mexican government's harsh on Americans living there, but the Americans that live there say the opposite.
Don't
do propaganda ever.
Yeah.
Okay. And the time I spent in Mexico, I was there for a solid month hitchhiking, and not one cop stopped me. Nobody bothered.
That's the way. If you ever listen to Jeff Berwick, he talks about it. Acapulco being anarchic city. It's an anarchy.
Yeah, I have listened to
it. I mean, and you know, people just do what they want. Like the last video I watched of them, there were people running around on four-wheelers and, through this neighborhood.
I've seen his links.
And the atmosphere there is a lot more relaxed as far as, like Larry said, they're probably going to have to grease some palms to get any kind of serious, legitimate project going. But
that's life.
You know,
you at least have to meet with and get approved by the ministers of science and commerce and all
energy.
And you're going to be run through that mill for a while.
Yeah.
But you gotta go through that to get accepted in the country.
Yeah. So,
we just got fortunate with this being part of the government that wants us to do it. And it's a dictatorship. It's a kingdom.
Yeah.
So,
you want to let the king in. You do what you want.
Yeah. This might turn into something.
I sure hope so.
Well, we're trying. Keep doing it. Well, oh, Christ. If you just keep doing something enough, eventually you're going to do it right.
Our 3D printer guy is making me a 27-inch coil that's got a triple Mobius on it that I will be winding as soon as it gets here. It's coming in 28 parts.
Wow.
a whole gob of parts are gonna show up, and they're gonna put them together like the Legos.
Right.
Now they snap together.
Or to create what?
A giant coil.
A giant coil. And I'm gonna wrap that. It depends on what it is. I've got to do the figuring on the wire, but I'm gonna put the biggest wire on it I can do, and jury rig a rheostat into a voltage regulator, and get something that I can go from zero to whatever I want, and hook that son of a bitch up to 110 and see what it does.
Mm-hmm. Are you familiar with any of the folks in climate change besides Greta? You know, high-profile people that believe all that climate change, and we did this, and we did that, and gas house, greenhouse crap.
Other than knowing that Soros is funding a lot of that, no.
Oh, there you go. Well, okay. Soros is a good guy, because you know what? He's predictable.
Yeah.
He's never going to do nothing for you.
That's it.
But he'll pay you to do shit.
How many trillions of dollars has the manufacturers of Q-tips and hand sanitizer and all this new mask bullshit?
Oh, yeah.
How many?
They're banking.
The rich folks just get piling in the money, and Soros owns a bunch of that shit.
Yep. Yeah, they're banking.
Yeah.
Amazon's banking.
Yeah.
Well, that's the rumor, Ike. I'm living so small out here in DeMarc. My big highlight was going out and watering the plants today.
Yeah.
Because I didn't have to go to town to go get nothing. I was already prepared. I'm a prepper now, guys.
Oh, goody.
Prepared until Friday. Yeah, tomorrow when I run out of milk in the afternoon, I'm going to have to go.
Oh, it's time to panic.
No. There's none of that shit going on.
Oh, okay.
And there's like five different grocery stores in a 3-mile area. Yeah.
Lucky you.
So these people are, they are lazy. They don't want to spend their time off of their work shit shopping.
Yeah.
They're not consumers.
Driving across country to shop.
Nah, they just walk to town. Some of them drive, but nah, people just walk around here and have an ice cream. Boring, just boring, dull shit. Their fast food is, they're not major chains. They got a McDonald's here, but I never go to it.
So I'm looking at a chart here on golf cart batteries.
Uh-oh.
Six battery, 6-volt system, running at 36 volts, will produce 1,350 amps. And it'll run that golf cart approximately 22 miles. So there's a kind of a baseline for something to go on.
Yeah, but that golf cart doesn't have capacitors in it. You don't need that much when you're running a capacitor system. All you need is enough to keep the capacitor charged.
Okay.
But I wasn't thinking about that a while ago. It's going to take a little bit larger compartment for it. Well, you've got all the space below the support bar in the middle.
Yeah.
You could use that and put in all the capacitors we could ever need.
Right.
Or, well, if you're using batteries, how much do the batteries weigh that you use for this project?
What?
In one home, you got your generator, right?
Oh, that.
Yeah.
If you're powering your house off of whatever through a battery system, if you're powering your whole house, you're talking 2 to 3 kilowatts. and that would be 20 batteries.
Wow. Okay.
Well, I keep hearing about all this conservation. You know, electricity is using it, blah, blah, blah. People don't seem to get in the first place. You burn in oil to get the electricity.
Yeah, absolutely. So
they skip that step completely. And yeah. But then my eyes just starting sitting here thinking about, well, if you're going to store power to run your own home, how much do the batteries weigh? How much space would that take up?
Well, 20 batteries worth, but think about it like this. How long does a battery last? 5 years?
Yeah. Oh, a good one.
Okay, how much do 20 batteries cost? Every 5 years, you got to put that much back into it, at least, and it loses 10% of its efficiency every year.
Yeah.
So after 10 years, you got to replace the solar panels.
So like usual.
And all that shit goes into hazardous waste. You have to pay extra to get rid of it.
Yeah, but you can drop your mask on the ground.
Yeah.
Okay.
Seen that
today. I don't know why. I just got this idea about, well, how much room and how much weight would these batteries take up? And it just doesn't seem like you're getting anywhere. Not with your idea, but with the way they're changing things in the present moment. Yeah, it's like they're not really changing anything. They're just telling the layman they're changing something.
If everybody went to electric cars, boy, the pollution would really drop down. No, it wouldn't, because you'd have to build thousands of power plants to generate the electricity to recharge those cars.
Keep up with it, yeah. Unless you're building power stations running on coils. There's another application.
So how did they trick all these people into believing that because they're using battery power as a source, that they're not burning they're not using petroleum?
Evidently, they've never had to change the battery in their car.
Well, of course not, because that market, for one, the market isn't here yet. Electric cars is coming. They keep, you know, every year, they're coming. So they get a few thousand more out every, blah, blah, blah. Or even 100,000. It's just, but it's like the waste that they're putting into this is so obvious to me, and it fools a lot of other people.
We've just
I'm
been
sitting on my seat of superiority, Larry, looking down on the small mind.
Been brainwashed by the TV.
Can't be that simple. Can it? Really?
Well, it's not. It's the TV and the newspapers and the internet and the schools and the churches. And,
okay,
I want to kill myself for convenience. Let's get a new cell phone that puts out twice as much radiation as is approved.
So these things cripple us, but they leave us smart enough to run to push the buttons.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So by not participating in it, okay, I feel a little bit more comfortable now.
I'm not saying that everybody in the world is stupid and I'm not.
No, okay? I know that, Larry.
Don't get me wrong.
No.
But
I call it the collective. Yeah,
there are so many people that just have the wrong ideas about the way things are supposed to be. You can't have something unless you do something for it. That's the way it is. What's mine is mine. What's yours is yours. If you want something that's mine, ask me for it. Don't steal it from me. If you ask me for it, I'll probably give it to you or make some trade with you. But if you try to steal it from me, I'll do my best to kill you. That's the way it is.
Reality, right. But then we got TV. Ah, I see what you mean. Yeah, well,
but I can
still look at that stuff, and I see it as entertainment, not any sort of reality. I mean, it's cute to see the 110-pound girl whip the shit out of seven guys, But you know what ain't going to ever fucking happen?
That.
That, yeah, exactly. But we've been taught all this shit through television. Yeah, you know, I say the same thing in the long run. But I didn't realize it was... if people aren't reading and they're not doing anything intellectual, where does their knowledge come from? TV. Wow.
TV.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. It makes sense.
Read the five great dialogues of Plato. One Man in the Universe by Socrates. Anything by Marcus Aurelius. Black Elk Speaks. Read some of the philosophies of the ancient people and the native people. The stuff that Europeans try to teach us, and nothing against Europeans, but the religions and the mind control that the Catholic Church has brought is just the three major Abrahamic religions.
Yeah.
That's, for you that don't know what that is, that's Jewish, Muslim, and Christian. The Abrahamic religions, the religions that follow Abraham.
Mm-hmm.
They don't follow Jesus. They don't follow God. They follow Abraham.
There's all these loopholes and everything.
Don't
Larry.
Let me pop your bubble.
My bubble was popped years ago. I'm bubbleless. I know better.
Yeah.
But, you know, at least when I'm doing something fucked up, I already know that. I don't need to have some other person come into my space and tell me that what I'm doing is bad for me or wrong or something. I know all that by myself. Yeah. So I get really pissed off
over... You make your own decisions, you live with the results.
Yeah, and I get really pissed off over all this society's fucking obsession to make you do every fucking thing it says. Please. And it's gone this way forever. I mean, people with money want other people that don't have money to look up to them and be impressed. And I'm not.
I'm special.
You know, like Bill Gates is a rich man, and I'm so not into that game. I only took me till today to really consider, well, you know, the guy can pay people to do anything he fucking wants.
Yep.
And I thought about it, but never hit me like it did today. Today it was just like a slap, like I woke up to something new about how this man can do so much damage to so many people. And he gets praised for doing it, too.
Yeah.
Because he writes his own news editorials.
He's his own PR man.
And here we are using Windows on the internet and all this shit. The people that seem to be the least aware that there's a trap being, you know, used on them, they're the ones that are for this. They're, if I had my way, I'd shut it all down tonight. Stop it.
Yep.
Nice knowing everybody living in Denmark. See ya. Have a good life. But the reality of life doesn't dictate I could do that. But it'd be the best thing for us.
Yeah.
What? It's all this greed and gimme gimme and I want and I'm special and it's created all this crap because they use shitty equipment. They feed us shitty shit, water, food, air. And then they just say, look, you guys are out of control.
Yeah.
Kind of eliminating the point of, well, we're fueling you to do this, but hey, you're wrong. Here's a jail cell for you. Oh, you were smoking some green things.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like the playground bully that would come up, grab your hand, and make you slap your face and say, stop hitting yourself. Stop hitting yourself.
Yeah. Wow.
No, I didn't suffer through much of that. Maybe when I was like 7 when the kid across the street tried it. But he told everybody else what I did, so nobody else wanted to try it.
Heard that shit quick.
But you know the type. You know the scene I'm talking about.
Yeah, but I had a bigger little brother and a crazy father, so
yeah.
Violence. I stayed. I avoided it all. It was beautiful how I lived. Just kind of walked into everything.
We're at the end of the show.
Hey, thanks a lot, guys. I had a giggle tonight.
Yeah,
me too. I'm going to go fishing tournament now.
Yeah.
Enjoy yourself.
I hope you catch a million.
Thanks a lot, Rob and Larry, and everybody out there.
Thanks, everybody, for listening.
Yeah.
And we'll see you again next week.
You bet, you're always fun.